What up?
Hey. Who's this?
Slaughter.
Okay. Well, the names come up as different, so.
I'm just pouring myself a shot. Oh, fuck. That's too much.
Hey. Hi. How is your... your blue dolphin?
Good, except clearly good thing I'm not drinking alcohol because I just built it on me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, same here.
Amateurs, alcohol abuse. Or water abuse.
Yeah, water abuse.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Rachel here.
Hey.
Hey.
Just waiting to see if there's anybody else that's showing up.
Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I was hustling. So that whiskey that you said had a nice color, that's my favorite Texas whiskey. It's made in Austin.
Nice.
Really good. It's like a nice milk road. You should try it.
I'll have to look it up. See if we have a couple of liquor stores here that kind of are known for getting all sorts of things. So
yeah,
see what I can find. All right. Oh. Look at Glaze Hams.
So is Naomi Alma?
Yes.
Is that your real name?
Yeah, that's my real name.
And Tom is Tom Slaughter.
Yep.
Babe, depending on who you ask.
Or.
All right, so I think we can get started if you want, and we'll just, if anybody else comes in, we can
start all over.
Or just add them into the mix. So what I had for us starting is everyone introduce themselves, like what your, you know, in-game name is. So I'm Rosie, or right now I'm Homeblown. Recent name change.
I'm Mac Attack, a.k.a. Slaughterhouse. Lord Mostello, a.k.a. Real Fucking Butcher. I think that's about it.
Yeah, I go by Annie or Alma. Real name's Naomi. Mine's a lot easier.
And I was Blue Storm first. I was also Eileen.
And then what are you now? Did we lose her?
Nope. Hey there!
Hey! Oh.
You have Gubamas and Daramir. Sorry, we were watching one of the older episodes.
No problem. We were just we're in introductions anyway, so it's perfect timing.
Did y'all lose me? Am I still there?
I'm still here. But I think you cut off with saying who you are now, like what you're...
I'm Biddy Blue Bum Bum.
All right, so next Blue. We're going to say, since it is Wine
yeah.
and Whiskey Wednesday, we're going to say what we're drinking.
Oh, I accidentally did that before.
That's
you told
okay.
us.
You can say it again. So you're...
Okay. Well, I posted a picture. I'm drinking Red Handed, which is a Texas whiskey out of Austin, Texas. And I highly recommend it.
Okay.
I'm being real fun again, having Blue Dolphin.
For first timers, Blue Dolphin is code name for water.
I am special and have school tomorrow.
I am drinking Redemption Bourbon. They didn't have Four Roses at my local liquor store, so I had to sit there and figure out what I wanted to drink instead, so I got this one. And I'm drinking it with a large ice cube. I normally drink it with my ice boob.
Yes, I love those.
Well, I started my night with a glass of rosé, and now I switch to the Grand Patron tequila.
Nice.
Brown one.
And Gubamas and Daramir, what are you guys drinking? I'm drinking some
warm apple pie, which is brown sugar bourbon and hot apple cider. Mm. Tastes like warm apple pie.
Yummies. Alrighty. And I'm assuming Gubamas is drinking that too. Oh, we got someone.
She's working on wine and another drink. I don't know what she's probably going to mix and match and make herself sick.
She's double fisting.
Hey, it's Hams.
Hey.
She's trying to figure out the wine opener.
Yeah, I just went with the bourbon tonight.
And which bourbon did you go with?
You got to push it into the cork.
I did see that at the liquor store too. I almost got that.
Now hold on to it. Pump.
My blood trace is sentimental to me.
No, stop. You're going to break things. Stop right there. No, watch. You do it.
All right. So let's get right into this, the Game of Thrones premiere. What did everyone think about it? Like, your initial thoughts of the season 8 premiere?
Boring prep episode.
It was a little lackluster for me, too. It almost felt like, the third installment of Harry Potter, where it was like heavy on the whimsical and light on the everything else we love.
And at one point, I was thinking it's kind of campy, but
and I was okay with it, just not the best episode.
It was actually emotional when Arya was seeing some of the people come marching in, you know, Jon and the Hound and stuff. So that was kind of cool.
I think it was a good setup episode, and it definitely had its moments. Like, I absolutely thought it was probably one of my favorite parts in the whole show was when Sansa was like, what do dragons even eat? And Daenerys goes, whatever they want.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then Cersei and the elephants. I thought that was hilarious too.
I can't let that one go.
There's been so many great memes about that.
If you want a whore, buy one. If you want a queen, burn her.
And then, of course, you know, I love the dragon scene where Jon's riding the dragon. But then, okay, so it just blows my mind that sitting there is Tyrion, Davos, and Varys. I was like, sit there and look, oh, Jon's riding the dragon, and none of them said anything. Uh-huh. Deleted scene, hello. I could just, like, imagine them sitting around the table, getting drunk on ale and wine, and be like, why the fuck was Jon Snow riding a dragon?
Because he already
rode
a female dragon already.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
he did.
I don't have
to ride a dragon.
I got it.
I'm like, you've been riding a dragon all the way to Winterfell.
The part I like the most is...
I know. I was like, why don't they go further?
Go ahead, Matt.
The part I like the most was when they were riding the dragons and they landed. And Jon... was going there for the kid with Danny, and Drogon was sitting there like, what the fuck are you doing with my mommy?
That's great. I think one of my favorite scenes, and I think I had mentioned this in the one of the previous podcasts that I was looking forward to, was Sansa and Tyrion reuniting. And the smoldering look she gave him at one point was just like, really?
Yeah, I was pretty excited about that, but I'm also kind of like, I don't understand why Tyrion isn't growing. I was really disappointed by him actually believing.
He's a dwarf.
Well, but it's like most of us with our families. Like, they, you know, like, yeah, you hate your family sometimes, like certain people in your family, but they're also your family, and they, you know, it's like your weakness in a way. Or it's that one love that you have that, you know, even though you hate their guts now, like, if they wanted to get back together with you, you'd be like, oh, maybe.
I don't know. It just, it disappointed me because he went from being one of the smartest characters to now being like had over and over again, both on the battlefield and in conversations. And he's kind of just like, I don't know, he's been a letdown. And I also expected for Cersei to have a miscarriage this episode based on like all the theories I'd been watching. So I was kind of surprised she didn't.
Yeah, but then she was sitting there, she was drinking wine too.
Oh, maybe she did.
No, but she always drinks wine.
I don't drink wine last season because that's how Tyrion knew she was pregnant.
I don't believe she's pregnant.
I don't think she ever was.
That's what she told Jamie to get her him on her side when it didn't work.
Yeah.
Why don't you go in Tempe's room, sweetheart?
Yeah, I think it was definitely very, very strategic. Were there any other favorite lines or parts that you've had?
I'm going to say something that a couple of things have disappointed me. One, where the hell was Ghost?
I know.
Ghost, come on. Ghost should have been there when John came home.
Right.
And then secondly, I was kind of like weary on the Sam scene where Daenerys told Sam, I'm sorry, I murdered your dad. Why the hell was Sam even upset that his dad was dead? His dad was a dick.
Because it's his dad.
Because it was still his dad, no matter how bad of a dick he was, and his brother whom he loved.
Right. But I think it also, I think it also might have been one of those moments where you're overwhelmed by, it's not necessarily good news, but it's not necessarily like bad
the
world's
worst news.
Yeah, and it's also the fact that
like a little upset with Dick on, but
yeah, like his dad was the one that was so hard up against him, and now that he was gone, it was like, okay, well now I can go back home. Like his mom was obviously not for that either, so like he could go back home, be reunited with his family, and you know,
right, with a family that loved him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now like even, you know, and they, and somebody said that Dickon was his older brother when really Dickon is his younger brother.
Yeah, Dickon was his little brother.
Yeah, so that's why
I've been hit.
Yeah, that's
because he was the heir.
Felt so deeply for his, for Dickon dying is because that's his baby brother, and it wasn't his fault that, you know, he got chosen over Sam.
Was... Yeah, but Dickon was kind of a dick to Sam too. Like when they had that dinner scene when Gilly was there.
Right.
Dickon was kind of a dick to Sam also. Like he's kind of like, you know how Sansa was always like up her mom's ass?
Yeah.
You know, that's how Dickon was to Sam. He treated Sam like shit too because that's how his dad treated Sam.
Yeah, I feel like.
He didn't say anything about that in the books, according to what I've read. I've not read the books, but from like what I've read, they don't really say anything about Dickon. Just that. Dickon was his little brother, and he was, you know, the athletic one that could hunt and swordplay and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, they really don't say anything about their relationship. So,
hey, we got a new guest joining us.
Yay!
Remco.
Remco, what's up?
Hello.
Hello, beginner.
What are you drinking?
I'm not. I'm in bed.
Hey Dutch, did you get your sperm taken care of?
Hey, you keep your sperm out of my mouth, friends.
All right, so moving on, who do you think is going to die first? Because we actually got lucky in this episode in that, I mean, yeah, there was the Lord Umber that got fried on the wall, but
can I talk about something with that real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was like looking at this meme, and like, okay, season one, episode one, at the very beginning, the wild, like when they're very first scene of the show, the wildlings, they're the rangers are going out the wall and they find the wildling camp that's, you know, in the big spiral. Then, like when they're making the White Walker again, you see the spiral. Then again, Lord Umber, the spiral. But if, when they burned it, if you look at a picture of the sigil of House Targaryen,
right,
it looks like the sigil of House Targaryen.
That's what I thought too.
They're not the same symbols that was actually at Dragonstone that they've been under and saw the first people's drawings. Like, isn't that what Danny and John were looking at?
They're there too.
Itself,
like, so many times throughout the show.
I'm telling you.
Right, so the Night Walker is related to them.
The Night King's the Targaryen.
Or made a deal with the Targaryens, but...
So one of the things that, one of the theories that I saw, or I read a lot of fan fiction, and so one of the theories that I read in fan fiction was that the Night King is Bran the Builder's father, and that Bran the Builder's, but somehow a Targaryen and a Stark were the like beginnings of House Stark, like Bran the Builder's aunt or something was married to a Targaryen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were kind of like, so, or his mother was a Targaryen or something, I can't remember, but basically the Starks and the Targaryens were united then at the beginning, and that Bran the Builder has Stark and Targaryen blood.
I thought Bran the Builder was Bran the Clan. I thought they were all the same Bran. And
it's, I mean, it's possible, because there's some
it's very possible
that say that Bran went back, like he went back in time, and in some aspect he wasn't able to fix it, and so this is all like a big huge loop of
right. And then so like there's also the theory that the Night King and the First Woman, they were from he was like the 13th commander of the Night's Watch, which was a Stark. And they're supposed to, I don't know where they put this Lady Walker, but they're supposed to be one who's not, she's actually like some sort of witch, mm-hmm. which I think may be actually related to, it's been a while since I've watched these things, but is related to all of the, what is the Melisandre stuff?
Oh, the
A Lord of Light. Yeah, so they're all real, like from that woman on, and that the deal was between some Targaryens and the First People, and they created with the Children of the Forest, the Nightwalker. So they're with the Starks, and the reason that Jon would be important being both Targaryen and Stark is he's the one who can bring peace to them, which is why he's brought peace in wildlings and men, and now he can do it between walkers and men or some crazy thing. I don't know. Varys is a merman. I don't know. I don't think I explained that really quickly. I watched like 4 hours to get that information.
The thing that stuck with me is you saying
Varys
is a merman.
There's this theory that Varys is a merman, and that's how he travels so quickly between islands, and why he never shows anybody his genitals, because he's actually a merman.
Yeah, but in season one or season two, he actually had the warlock that cut off his junk in a wooden box.
And he took care of him, because he showed Tyrion.
Yeah, but I don't know, they never did, so what happened to the man in the box?
Yeah, I don't know.
Could have been another merman.
I'm sorry, we kind of got off topic.
It's bad. Okay. I mean, we can keep talking about fan theories, but how about some people who haven't talked for a little bit? Like Potter and Alma, do you guys have any fan theories that you really enjoy?
Well, what I've been reading into is that the guess is that Tyrion's actually a Targaryen.
Mm-hmm.
Because most Targaryens, the women who birth them die at the childbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Same as the Stark woman who birthed Jon. She died at childbirth when giving birth to Jon, because Jon's obviously Targaryen. And there are rumors, well, there are fan theories, that Tyrion is actually a child of
Aerys and
Tywin's wife and the Mad King.
Aerys. Where'd you go?
So that's a possible theory, that Tyrion is either a Targaryen, or what I've also been reading is that the Night King is possibly a Targaryen, because
he's
only Targaryens can ride dragons, and right. He's riding a dragon.
Oh, yeah.
So it kind of goes with the theory I was talking about earlier, that the Night King was Stark Targaryen mix like Jon. That's why the Night King is so interested in Jon.
Oh, and the other thing is, in the books, Tyrion actually, like, didn't they say he had, like, bat wings when he was born, or, like, something that was similar to dragon wings?
No, I think it was just that he always wanted a dragon. He always asked him, like, for a dragon for his birthday. It didn't have to be a big one, because he was little. It could have been a little one.
The books, when he was born, they described the way he looked, and it was, like, he was way more misshapen. Like, he had... I don't. Let me see. I'll look it up.
All right. Well, while you're doing that,
yeah,
Alma, do you have
a lot more?
Do you have any fears?
One thing I read that was kind of interesting was that Daenerys would be the I can't remember what's called
Azor Ahai.
Yeah. Because, like, the way that they describe her as having, like, blonde hair and, like, ice blue eyes and stuff, and it's Daenerys.
Oh, Nissa, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, Nissa. Yeah. Well, Zor Ahai is the man, and then Nissa was his wife, and right. Zor Ahai drove Lightbringer through Nissa's heart to forge Lightbringer.
Right.
But they wouldn't technically need to forge another Lightbringer because their Lightbringer's already been created. I've heard that not Longclaw is actually Lightbringer.
Well, you know, actually Jon Stark could be Lightbringer. Because what my theories is he's a Firewhite. Not a theory, but he is a Firewhite. And so, like, he could be the one that, like, just by virtue of who he is, you know.
Was that on the quote for...
Sorry, what?
I found the description in the book about Tyrion, what he looked like. You don't want to hear it? Hello?
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll just read it then, yeah, real quick. It says, at Old Town, it was said that Tyrion was a monster with a tail, monstrous huge head, thick black hair, a beard, an evil eye, lion's claws, with teeth so long he was not able to close his mouth, and both male and female genitals. It was said that Tyrion's birth was an opening to famine, plague, and war, and the small folk named him Lord Tywin's Doom and Lord Tywin's Bane. So, yeah, he looked like a monster. Like, he didn't look human,
you know,
when he was
in
born.
This, in this,
just talking to friends, sweetie.
I think in this realm, it's like anything that's against the norm is somehow, like, crazy. And, yeah, you know, like, to describe it is, you know.
Well, don't forget that the Red Viper of Dorne talked about visiting Casterly Rock when Tyrion was a baby. And from all the stories that he had heard, you know, about this grotesque baby, and when he got to see him, you know, it's just...
This is not that impressive.
Big head.
Right, it's not that impressive, but, like, everyone blows it out of proportion. And I think that's why you get a lot of people that were like, well, we don't believe Snarks and Grumps, you know, Grumpkins, and there's nothing, you know, White Walkers and Whites, like, nobody believed anything like that, because you have these big exaggerations of things that nobody really, you know, they realize that these people are exaggerating. It's like crying wolf, but crying White Walker.
That's when the Dothraki screamers turned out to be
right,
true.
But I'm just saying it took 8 seasons for some of these things to actually, you know, people to believe, like, there's dragons, that they're possible. And one of the reasons I wish that Ghost would come back is because, so everyone is so enthralled by the dragons, and, you know, like, obviously, you know, they're great and massive and wonderful, but even the direwolves, I feel like, have kind of been taken a back seat, in the sense of they're quite amazing too. So what would Danny and some of the other people's reaction be if they saw a fully grown direwolf, you know?
God, I hope Nymeria shows up.
Right. And that could be fascinating when that actually happens. And maybe they're building it up. They're like, okay, well, we haven't shown Ghost in a while, so that when we do show him finally, he's gonna be fucking huge. He's gonna be as massive a horse. Yeah. Or maybe even bigger, because nobody knows how big they would get.
Are they gonna be like dragons and never stop growing?
Maybe.
No, because they knew direwolves were still a real thing. They just said that they don't come south of the wall. So,
well, they obviously were south of the wall, because that's where they found them.
Yeah, they've always been House Stark, so that's always been south of the wall.
Yeah. Okay, so let's. So I. Who do you think's gonna die first? Because we got a break in this episode. Nobody major really died. So who do you think is going to be the first one to die? I think the previews kind of show that there's, like, a battle scene coming up soon. So who do you think is going to be the first to die?
I think she's going to moan like the moon. She's going to moan like the moon.
Hi, Jay. Hello.
You're going to have to tell us when to talk.
Oh, it's Theon.
I know. You think it's going to be Theon?
I don't think your hopes it's Theon.
Okay. I hope it's Sansa.
What?
I hope it's
No, it's not going to be Sansa.
I hope
fine
it's
as hell. Leave the woman alone.
Oh, she's beautiful. And she's a wonderful actress. That's why I hate her.
I want to see her and Tyrion get together because he's the only one, honestly, who's ever treated her right.
Yeah.
True.
And he has one of the, I mean, okay, he is who he is. However, he does have one of the sweetest, kindest hearts.
Right. Maybe she's going to turn him around. She's going to smack sense into him and be like, no, your sister is fucking lying.
I think it's going to be Beric Dondarrion. I think he's served his purpose for the Lord of Light. And also,
I think that he's going to die to bring John back to life.
Oh, that's a good one.
But Melisandre does have to come back. And honestly, I think John will probably die again. And I know he said not to bring him back, but I think he probably will be.
Yeah, because
he might not be able to help it. For.
Yeah.
You know, Danny's going to be pregnant, so he's going to have to have something.
Is he going to die or wind up with one of the Hound or Varmint?
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah, it could be Davos, too.
Nah.
Oh, I don't want Davos.
No. I love Davos.
I know, I like Davos.
He's like my favorite.
I love Davos, but I mean, that would be like, you know, or even Jorah. Jorah, maybe Jorah.
Or does she end up with Jaime because Jaime's there now?
Who?
Brienne.
Oh, well, Brienne was in the last episode.
I know.
Tormund and Brienne get together and make giant monster babies.
Tie this up with a bunch of couples.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be time for it. Nobody's got time for that shit.
I know, but they got to do something to end it, or else they have to kill them all, and I don't want them to kill them all.
I mean, I feel like they did it, so.
I hope it's Cersei.
According to George R.R. Martin's outline, the five people who are supposed to be living at the end are Jon, Dany, Tyrion, Arya, and Bran.
Cersei's gonna die.
Oh yeah, Cersei's gonna die. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
And who's Arya's gonna kill her? How do you think Cersei's gonna die?
Arya's gonna kill him. Kill her with the face of Jaime.
Oh, that's what I said.
Because there was. Jaime's already dead.
Well, the previous...
Arya's gonna kill Jaime now that he's in Winterfell, take his face, go to King's Landing, and kill Cersei.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Watch my words.
Bob thinks that it's going to be Littlefinger that kills her.
Littlefinger's dead.
No.
But she does have his face, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, she's gotta have his face.
But she's gonna die by the hand of her brother.
But, wait a minute. Littlefinger gave somebody the same coin that Arya had. From Braavos. So did he pay somebody else to take his spot?
Damn, did I miss that?
When was that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
When he was following around. When she was looking for the thing under the bed.
Well, I only hope someone important dies.
They will. He has no love for his characters.
This is what I think is gonna happen. So Jaime's gonna die protecting Bran, and he's gonna die in Brienne's arms, and Arya's gonna take Jaime's face and kill Cersei. That's what I think is gonna happen.
Say that again.
So Arya, or not Arya, Jaime is gonna die protecting Bran. He's gonna die in Brienne's arms because he wants to die in somebody in the arms of somebody who loves him. So he's gonna die in Brienne's arms. Then Arya's gonna take Jaime's face to kill Cersei.
And then she'll moan like the moon.
Hey guys, can I put in something that you were talking about? George R. R. Martin doesn't fall in love with his characters. I saw a cartoon one time, and it had George R. R. Martin looking over the shoulder of J.K. Rowling. And she was crying because she killed one of her characters. And he goes, oh, how cute.
Is that Bobby?
He says, oh, how cute.
Yes.
She killed one character. Yep.
Doc in here?
No, it's hams.
Hi, hams.
Raylan, leave the kitty cat alone. My little guy's in here with me. He was terrorizing my cat.
Does he watch the show as well?
Yes, you're kissing. I'm sorry.
Bob, you better move your R's. Danny's in number one. You're still in number two. You've been in number one this whole time. You're really going to let a woman take it from you?
Oh.
Well,
you
got a bunch
damn.
Of money you want to spend? I do.
I mean...
So, what's going to happen next season?
Yeah, like what?
Next episode.
Next season. Next up, you mean this Sunday?
Yes.
Are they going to air it Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Nobody needs to do Easter Sunday. We're all heathens.
I'm just asking. Thrones
is our religion.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm such a bad Catholic.
I'm a perfect atheist.
I'm just going to eat chocolate eggs.
So next week, I think, is the Battle of Winterfell. Or at least the start of it.
Right, I think it's going to be the start of it. I don't think it's going to... I think something is going to end it. Like, somebody's going to... Major is going to die, but I think it's going to lead up to, like, we're... It's going to be like a...
Does nobody...
I don't think that they're going to end the battle halfway through, though, and then have the battle continue to a second episode. I think that it's going to be, like, one... The first battle. And then they're
going to... Yeah, because...
The rest of it.
Right.
They might be...
They're going to have a big play with this, too.
So, another thing I've been reading, is the Night King gonna fly his dragon to Winterfell? Or is he gonna fly his dragon to King's Landing?
Oh.
Because the Golden Company is there, and if he can kill them and burn them, that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, it is. Right.
People and 2,000 horses?
Yeah, no elephants.
No elephants!
No elephants were harmed in the show.
Thank you. I love those elephants. All right. So aside, what are you most looking forward to this season or the end game for Game of Thrones? Like what is like the thing that is fueling your fire to finish watching everything?
Cersei dying.
Yes, Cersei dying. She is such a wonderful actress. I can't wait to see her die.
Mm-hmm.
Love Lena Headey.
I love her. She's amazing. Yeah. I hate her character, but I absolutely love her.
Yeah, the only reason like having Cersei in the show has been enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because George R. R. Martin did not wield that character as well as Lena Headey has.
Well, there's a lot of characters that they've actually developed on the show more than they did in the books. Like Robb Stark, in the books he does not have as much meat. It's all meat from like. Not a first person's perspective. It's like from Catelyn's perspective or anybody else describing what's happening with him. But in the show, he's like a central character in that first and second season.
Has anybody else refilled their whiskey yet?
Oh, I actually should.
I think that John and Danny, this is my prayer, John and Danny sit on the throne at the end together. You know, they were really talking about they were going to do it together, destroy 19 together.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that they end the shows together on the Iron Throne.
Right. Well, even if they don't, I think even if they both die, which I think is a good possibility, I think the baby is still going to be born. Because maybe Danny's going to die in childbirth, like Slaughter says all Targaryen women do. But then I think it could be Tyrion and Sansa who are like the guardian.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't want Sansa to live. I hate her. Why do you hate her so much, man?
Okay, baby.
You don't even watch Game of Thrones.
Tam, why do you dislike Sansa so much?
Why you like those? You're scared of the big white dog.
Oh.
He liked that dog. He fucking did.
I feel like Sansa has grown up so much, and she's gotten so much smarter, and she's been around the greatest minds in Westeros, and I think I really liked when Arya said she's the smartest person I ever met, because she wasn't before. She was a stupid girl, but now she's a really smart woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
I
what agree. I think.
So I would appreciate that story arc, just like I think Jamie went from like this self-centered narcissist to this really caring person who's going to give his life for a greater cause, mm-hmm. and really discover what love is. But yeah, I would like to see Sansa succeed. I still want to know why she hates Sansa so much.
That's what I want to know.
Well,
why hate Sansa so much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's all about her. She doesn't care. She only cares. I still get the feeling that she only cares about being in charge. She doesn't care about the people. John generally doesn't care about being in power. He just wants what's best for people. And she's pissed off at him because he gave away the Northern Crown. He's like, she came to save us. She's a good queen. Can't you trust me? And she can't get over the fact that John's a bastard and she doesn't want to trust him. She still has trust issues because John is a bastard.
Mm.
You know, and so she's not.
You think she showed up with this last episode?
I mean, that's the impression I get, that Sansa is still just a power-hungry little bitch. And she doesn't. Huh. I get the feeling that she cares more about power than the people. That's just how I feel about her.
I think, like somebody was saying a few minutes ago, which is the exact same way that we feel, that she has grown so much and changed so much because she's had great teachers and she's had to learn. Nobody expected her to survive as long as she did, especially being a Stark. And so she had to keep her mouth shut. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for the Hound, she would have been dead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look at what she survived with Ramsay, too. She has been through so much, and with Littlefinger.
Oh, I agree. And she's had probably the shittiest life out of all of them. But I still don't like her. She still hasn't learned that there's more to be about being
my favorite character. She's learning from Jon Snow also. He's teaching her, which is why she was asking him questions, and he asked her, do you not trust me? And she said, yes, I do.
Exactly.
And so now she's listening to him too, but he's never listened to her. He doesn't listen to fucking women.
Well, and
none of them do. And that's why women were winning for so long.
He listens to Danny.
Yeah.
Well, now.
Well, because he's riding.
He has a dragon. Yeah.
He's riding that dragon.
That took a minute.
All right. Does anybody have any last thoughts on Game of Thrones, the premiere, anything related to Game of Thrones?
I want to talk a little bit about the reveal.
Oh.
We didn't touch on that, about John learning the truth. And I wasn't that impressed with the scene, and then I watched the after, like, Kit Harington talking about it, and I understand it a little bit more, but I don't think he conveyed it the way he explained that he was conveying it.
What did he say?
He said that he was, like, in shock. And, like, he's, like, sitting here saying, why is this guy? He's like, I trust what Sam is telling me because Sam has never lied to him. But, you know, he's, like, in shock. And I'm, like, I don't know. I don't know. I didn't really like it. I mean,
right.
I liked that Sam was there, but I think Bran should have been with him, too.
Right. I think, you know, I think the thing that got John, though, is, here's the thing, is, like, Ned Stark was supposedly, he's the barometer of what was, you know, honorable and true in pretty much a lot of characters' lives. Like, if you ask anybody to describe Ned Stark, they would say that he was honorable, he true to his word and all those things. And then to have somebody come in and say that, he still was honorable in a way because he was protecting him. But
he's keeping a promise,
right? And then even
lies if you think, to keep a promise,
right? And even if you go to like one of the last episodes last season, when John revealed that he had, you know, his allegiance was to Dany, and it was like, this is the stupidest thing you could have done to like reveal that right now. But then he also used Ned Stark as like the barometer again of, well, I'm not going to go back on my word because I've learned throughout my life that this is never how you should be. Promise. And so I think part of his reaction, and he's also said it, was that, you know, his thought of Ned Stark, my father, is completely shattered because now it's not, he's not even his father, it's his uncle.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, like, and then of course he doesn't even know his father, you know. He'll probably end up having to ask Dany about him.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, like his whole world is different. And he didn't even know his mom. You know, for years like he was told that his mother was like, you know, a wet nurse or something. So I mean like his whole I feel like, you know, I don't know how you would react to that kind of thing, but I think.
And then another thing is, so Sam was in there saying, well, what would you have done? And Sam, he was like, telling Sam, well, I've beheaded people for treason, for disobeying orders. You know, like Sam, what would he have killed his father? Well, freaking, they were defeated in battle. She gave him the option. He said, screw you, I want to die. You know, it's not right. Like she just killed him, and everyone's sitting there saying, oh, she was horrible because she killed these people for, and you know, executed these people. Well, everyone else in the whole story is, you know, executed, beheaded people, hung people, you know, and they're like, oh, well, that was justified. Well, why don't you think this was justified?
Right.
I think killing the Tarleys was completely justified. Yeah. They were given the option to surrender and they could keep their lands.
It might be their way to try to like juxtapose like Dany as like turning into like the mad king part, and then John is this noble alternative.
I mean, yeah. Is it just because she uses a dragon instead of a sword? Would they have
if
she sat there and she had one of her Dothraki, you know, swing the sword? But you know, she took one of Ned Stark's. She passed the sentence. She swung the sword. Granted, her sword was a dragon, but
right.
You know.
It's still.
Hams. But don't you think about, like, because you were military too.
Yes.
So after you take prisoners of war, it is your obligation to not murder them. And they should have been.
Prisoners of war. It is a trial.
Right. I mean, I guess so, but I do feel like he's seeing it that way because Ned Stark may not have, I don't know. I think he's like kind of reaching and of struggling, and I think he'll end up being okay once John talks to him. But at the same time, I mean, it wasn't necessary to force them to bend the knee or die because she didn't do that to any of the other armies who joined her. Mm-hmm. She didn't just force them to do that. What she won them over, but this time she didn't. This time she was like, me or nothing.
Okay. I think she wanted to show her force.
Follow me or die, and she killed them.
Yes, she did, and don't forget, this is time for the big battle. This is the big battle. This is the end. There is no room for prisoners. Either you do it or you don't. And if you don't, I'm gonna kill you. So that'll make everybody else say, oh yeah, okay, either I'm gonna do it or I'm dead. It's to that point.
So,
hey, you gotta look at it this way. They aren't gonna come back as whites.
That's true.
They've died by fire. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Didn't you say you weren't good at diplomacy?
My question is if the ice dragon breathes on people, are they gonna turn into whites right away?
Oh, no, I would think that they would, because here's I think Neil deGrasse Tyson talked about the difference between, like, you know, because he's going to theorize the believability of the fire that the white dragon breathes versus the fire that the real dragon breathes, and which one is stronger. And I think he was mentioning that the white dragons would be stronger. So, but it, I mean, I would think that it.
You have different. So I was a firefighter. I was a firefighter. So there's four levels of fire. There's Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta. And for that coloration, you would have to have a Delta fire, which can, that's what melts like steel, and it burns through everything.
Right.
Whereas a red orange fire would be an Alpha fire. And It is much easier to put out. It's a much lower temperature. And so that would ring true if you're going to use real science right. for that.
So I would think that if they breathe fire on people, I don't think they would turn into whites. I think they would, you know.
Incinerated is really what
right,
they would
exactly.
be.
Right, exactly.
Like there'd be nothing left.
Magic.
Well, it doesn't look like he burned down the last hearth. I mean, the last hearth was still standing when the Night's Watch and the Torment got there. So.
But it could be that the Night's King is going to use the dragon. Not maybe he will use it strategically in the sense of just destruction. Purposes. Whereas the actual army, okay, we're going to destroy the wall so all the army can come through and do their destruction and turn people into White Walkers. Whereas, you know, yeah. Any other thoughts on the last part of?
Nope.
I can't think of anything else.
All right, nope. So let's go on to other fandoms. Like, I know everyone has their little interests and stuff. So I'm going to name some fandoms and also, touch on some other things. Like, for the first one, Harry Potter. Who here is a Harry Potter fan? And if you are a Harry Potter fan, what house would you belong to and why?
Me. I'm a Ravenclaw.
This is Blue, and I am also a Ravenclaw.
Mine's because I have, like, a really big love for, like, learning and educating myself. And...
I'm just a kook like Luna Lovejoy.
I would, I actually do I used to do an online role-playing game. And my first character was a Gryffindor, but I also have much love for Ravenclaw because of the learning aspect, you know, like the knowledge and the smarts and stuff.
I'm into Harry Potter, but I wouldn't know what house I would be into. Ravenclaw, definitely not, because I'm not that smart.
You would probably be a Gryffindor, or you could also be a Hufflepuff.
Slytherin is not that bad either, so.
Right. Well, he could be a Hufflepuff too, because he just has mad love
for
everyone.
Those are lame.
No, they're not.
They're not.
But you're really good at the game, which is why I'm Slytherin.
And here's the thing: is like everyone thinks Hufflepuff are just the cast-offs. They're not. They're like people who have like big. They're also people that have big hearts. Because you think all the big hearts go to Gryffindor because they're courageous and all that? But no, like Hufflepuffs are courageous, and you know, like look at who the heck died?
Longbottom.
Cedric Diggory. Yeah, he was. You know, I mean, I guess you can call him a himbo in a way, but no.
The only reason to be an Hufflepuff is Cheryl. That's it.
Nah.
Hey, it's Hams. I love Harry Potter. I have no clue what house I'd be in.
Gryffindor.
I really don't know. Gryffindor. I'd have to go to Universal Studios and get the sorting hat.
I think you'd be Gryffindor. I think most outlaws would probably be sorted into Gryffindor by default unless you wanted to go someplace else.
Slytherin. Because I can be an ass.
Not Slytherin.
I'm a total Harry Potter fan. I made all of my kids and my poor husband stand in line every single opening movie. I didn't care how many hours. We had a blast, and I would say Gryffindor. Read all the books several times. I watch all the movies at least twice a year.
Whenever they come on. All right, so out of either the books or the movies, what is your, like, if you could say the one moment in any of them that, like, is the most poignant, the most memorable thing that touched you the most, which part would it be?
When Sirius Black protected Harry, even though it meant his own death. That, like, broke my heart.
Yeah. Really, I think mine was when Dumbledore died, or not when he died, but when Harry was trying to give him the water, like to drink, or so like that was like I remember that being one of the most heartbreaking or breaking moments that like I, as I was reading, I was like, oh shit, what does this mean? It probably means that Dumbledore is not gonna live. You know, mm-hmm. It's just like, and it's like, how do you have Harry Potter without Dumbledore, you know?
I like the first time the rest of the army showed up to support Harry when he thought he had to fight alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mine's gonna be a little bit off the wall. I like when Dobby.
Yeah. Free. Yeah.
Free Dobby
with the song.
Free Dobby. I think, and as far as like the movies, like I think one of my favorite parts of any of the movies, and I know somebody mentioned that the third movie was not their favorite, but I like the time turner sequence. Like if you remember from start to finish when they come down and they go to Hagrid's hut and then they, you know, do that whole sequence. I liked that one because I guess maybe I just like you know, the thought of going back in time and all of that stuff and having some sort of impact on it. But that was pretty cool how they did it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Sorry, I'm rebuttal.
No, it's okay. Any other thoughts on Harry Potter? Because I can move on to the next one. Yeah, Star Wars. Is that, who's a Star Wars fan? And
what, yeah. Are
you... Yep.
And why are you a Star? Yeah, why are you a Star Wars fan if you are?
Okay. Hams. I love Star Wars. I don't know. I just remember when I was a little kid, I used to watch them with my dad, and like we had HBO when I was a little kid, like, you know, during the free previews, because we didn't get it all the time because it was so expensive. And, you know, the VHS tapes, we actually recorded them because they always would come on. And so we recorded them. And so that was, like, the movies that we had on VHS tapes that we recorded off the TV. And so we just always watched them. And I remember when they digitalized them and, you know, redid them and they came out in the theaters, like, you know, they said they did with Harry Potter movies. My dad took us to opening night. I think me and my brother were in high school at the time, or in 7th, 8th grade, something like that. And so my dad like took us to like the midnight showings. We didn't care that we had school, but he didn't care we had school the next day. He took us like midnight showings. So we were out until like 2 o'clock in the morning on a school night. And, you know, it was fun, you know. And then, you know, I just love the Star Wars movies. They're just timeless. I even like the prequels. Now, the sequels, I'm not liking them as much. Like, I loved The Force Awakens. I didn't really care for The Last Jedi. I'd say that's probably my least favorite of all the movies. And then I love the Ewoks. I absolutely love Ewoks. I think they're the cutest little things in the entire world.
Yeah, Ewoks are cute.
Love the Ewoks. They're freaking little badasses.
Well, I grew up with episode 1-3. That was my area, but I love 4-6 as well. So, The Force Awakens, I like, but they're not as good as before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what they did with Rey in the second movie. I think that whoever, I think they just ruined it.
No, honey, the girl Rey from Star Wars.
Yeah, Disney ruined it.
Yes.
Yeah, the Force Awakens was amazing. I was so excited, and then I was so let down with The Last Jedi. I mean, I was like, really, I left the theater disappointed, and I hated that. But I really enjoyed the Rogue One. I actually thought that was an awesome movie.
Oh, I did too. I thought that was a great one.
I loved that one. And then, the Han Solo movie, I liked it better than it wasn't my favorite, but I liked it better than The Last
fun.
Jedi.
It was a fun movie.
It was a fun movie.
So who do you think Rey's parents are? No one.
I mean, I would love to think that it's Luke and somebody, or maybe Kylo Ren's twin sister,
right,
or something.
Right.
But I think it's no one. She's just like, you know, like Anakin Skywalker.
He's fucked out of nowhere.
His mother was like the Virgin Mary, right. You know? mean, maybe her parents was just another reincarnation like Anakin Skywalker.
Very true.
Am I the only one who doesn't really care about Star Wars?
No. Well, here's the thing. Like, if you are, do you like Star Wars or do you like Star Trek?
I've never watched Star Trek, and I didn't really care about Star Wars, so I don't know what's wrong with me.
That's okay. We're going to get to other ones that you might be into, but I personally am more into Star Trek than I am in Star Wars.
I like both.
Yeah, I mean, I like both, but I get more excited about Star Trek.
Chris Hemsworth, did they ever come out with a new Star Trek? I heard he's supposed to be in the third
one. I know.
Because, you know, he was in the first with the reboots. Like, he was Chris Pine's dad. Mm. You know, he was, like, in the very first scene of the movie, and he died. And, like, supposedly, he's supposed to hit some sort. He really didn't die. He got trapped in another dimension. They're supposed to find him, but I guess that movie got scrapped. I don't know. That would have been fun.
You should write it.
No,
she's got enough on her plate. She's got a, you know, solo SOPs and things like that.
I'm writing a Game of Thrones fan fiction.
There you go.
I write a Game of Thrones fan fiction with some guy in South Africa.
That is very interesting. I'd love to check it out.
No, it's on AO3. No, but I was just like, reading the story, and it was really good, but I'm like, dude, you need to get a proofreader because English is a second language. And so then I just kind of started helping him, and so now we write it together, and people are getting mad because it's been like 6 weeks since our last update.
Well, now you gotta post it somewhere so we can all follow along.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll post, I'll send you the link. I'll send you guys the link. It's okay. I mean, it's really, really time consuming because, you know, you have to do like research and make sure you're telling shit accurately, you know? Because, I mean, like I said, I haven't read the books. I've just seen the show.
Yeah. So. All right. So, okay. So, Marvel, here's the next one. Marvel versus DC. What is
Marvel.
Your...
Marvel.
Okay, so Marvel or like whatever it is, but who is your favorite character and why?
Iron Man.
Wolverine, because he's a badass.
He has it all. He has the money, he has the cars, he has a suit, he has a wife, he has it all.
I like Iron Man also.
You're asking me to choose between which dragon I like the best.
Robert Downey Jr. He makes that character so amazing.
He does.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like I just love watching that show, those movies because of that character. And I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, me and Bron or Doc, we went to go see Iron Man in the movie theaters, and that was like the first time I felt her move. Mm. So
nice.
When they were playing like the I Am Iron Man song or Highway to Hell or something like that, and all of a sudden she just started flipping around and twisting and turning, and no, I felt her move before. That was the first time Doc got to feel her move. I mean, my stomach was just like rolling. She was just, like sitting there doing flips or something.
That's awesome.
So, I don't know. It's kind of stupid, but that's pretty cool.
No, it's cool.
I love both. Oh, I'm sorry, Alma. Go ahead.
No, it's okay.
No, you go.
I would have to say my favorite character from Marvel is actually Black Widow. Because I love her backstory, even though it's not really explained in any movie.
I love her as well.
Oh, you're kissing Alma's ass.
No, I love her. The actress that plays it.
That has nothing to do with the character.
Scarlett Johansson's hot.
Yes, she is.
Especially in that Black Widow suit.
The red hat and the leather suit? Hell yeah.
I'm not going to make a comment on that.
Dye your head. Dye your
red. Raylan. Raylan, tell them who your favorite superhero is.
Thor. Because his hammer.
Okay. Raylan likes Thor because of his hammer.
That's why Curry calls me Thor.
Because of your hammer? You bring him down the hammer, Bob?
Only when she asks for it.
I can't choose between Marvel and DC because there's also other comic books that I like with other characters that we're not actually discussing, and it's always Marvel versus DC. But like, if I have to pick from Marvel, I historically always loved Spider-Man because like he's been this kid who's like has all this shit thrown on him, and like in the comic books, I really enjoyed him. And only the new Spider-Man have I been a fan of. But I also really love Hulk. But the truth is, Wonder Woman is my favorite ever. She was originally written as this bisexual woman that a couple was in love with. So this guy who she, you know, he was married with another woman, and they had a shared mistress that they loved very much. And he created the comic book about her. So for me, it was like really exciting to see such progressive things be thrust into the mainstream and putting her in where she was, and that she's not, I mean, sometimes she's like sexualized, but I mean, she's also just very much this like warrior person with this like really, I don't know, I like her. I'm talking too much on that. I love Wonder Woman.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
You are young.
What? I think I'm the second oldest person here.
No,
I'm older than you.
Well, who's what age? Blue is 36.
I'm 37.
I mean, we're the same age, basically.
I'm 48.
I was born in 81.
All right, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Who's 48?
Daniel?
Yeah.
Bob?
Crickets.
And Gabamus is older than me.
Oh.
I'm a cradle robber.
No, I'm a grave digger.
And how old is everyone else?
I am 100% the youngest.
Yeah.
We love you, Alma.
I feel a little bit mama bird about you sometimes. I don't have any kids, so sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's okay,
honey. Raylan's the youngest. Raylan, tell me how old you are.
I'm six.
You're six? He's six.
That's a good age.
I wish I was six.
Okay, he's officially younger than Alma.
We have somebody younger than me.
But only a little bit.
Oh, darling. Rosie, how old are you?
You want half an F?
Six.
How'd you, baby?
Rosie. Erica.
Who?
I can do a Batman voice.
Where's our host? Can nobody hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh.
Rosie doesn't
want to do his Batman impression.
I
don't. How old are you, Rosie?
I don't know.
Where's Rosie?
We lost our host.
She's on there. She's connected, but she's getting a refill and a drink.
Probably.
We should say things about her. I think she's lovely. Don't tell her.
We like talking shit about her when she's stuck at work and can't talk.
Yeah. She loves to get spankings and such.
That sounds legit.
I'm gonna get off here. I gotta rebubble my accounts and stuff. So
I miss you already.
I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hello,
Rosie. You still there?
You know what? She wanted to know who we thought the next to die was, but I don't think we ever like officially came up with a roster. I just think we should have it for her for when she gets back.
I just said who I wanted to, but I don't know that they've caught that part of the storyline up far enough for Theon to die, so
Yeah. I don't think Theon's gonna die until it's like important.
Yeah.
Theon is headed to Winterfell.
Unless yeah.
The first big war.
Yeah, that's true. All right, that's a good guess. Fuck. I'll just jump on that train then.
Always the easiest thing to do.
What was the fandom we were just talking about? I'm sorry,
Marvel.
Marvel, yeah. Well, it was really just Marvel versus DC.
Oh, yeah.
Why do y'all hate DC so much? I mean, The Flash is amazing. What?
Honestly?
But the movies suck.
Oh, yeah, the movies suck, but the stories are good and the shows are great.
Yeah, the stories are good.
You can't... Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, we both keep talking over each other.
Oh, stop it. I'm done.
Wonder Woman was the dumbest movie I've seen in years.
Go first.
Good thing you can't see what I'm doing right now.
Do I want to know?
So mad about that comment.
Are you wearing clothes?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Jeremy's not.
Oh, well.
But I like wearing clothes that are easy to take off real fast, you know? Like, I don't wear belts, because...
I'm wearing sweatpants.
I've
always admired in women. But there's nobody here who wants to take off my clothes, so it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I just, it never really happens, but just in case, my jeans can be pulled down over my hips. It's fine.
Did you hear Blue agreeing with you? She said, yeah.
Yeah, the one.
I like to be agreeable. Yeah. Men like that. Yeah, men like it when you're agreeable, so.
Even women are hard to get.
Well, I'm just actually still here.
The most fun thing is the hunt.
The hunt? You're like Fox and the Hound? Some shit?
The hunt. Hunting.
Just be friends.
We are.
Yeah. What happened to Rosie?
Yeah,
she just said that she can hear us. She just doesn't know what's going on.
I think she's flicking the bean in the bedroom.
I don't know. She's probably just flipping through her library of dick pics.
Rosie said someone else feel free to take over.
Okay, well, then, so past comic books, does anybody, like, do y'all prefer vampires or werewolves?
Vampires, either.
And which kind of vampires or werewolves? Like, which?
What, like, which? Vampire is a vampire.
Because the vampires of antiquity were more like zombies, and they were horrible and disgusting and evil, and they killed people, which was kind of rad on its own, but... Like then after
I like the shiny ones.
We got sexy vampires after Anne Rice, so.
I like the shiny vampires.
So you like Twilight vampires?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I like both.
I don't.
Which like world do you like them from? Pardon?
I should probably stop drinking.
No, I don't agree.
I do. 4 a.m. and I have a funeral in like 8 hours.
It's 4 a.m. there, man?
Yeah.
Dang, good thing you're off this week.
Yeah.
Alma, which one do you like better? Vampires or werewolves?
Werewolves.
Which world? Make her howl like the moon? Is that what BDJ was saying?
Yeah.
Yep. God damn her.
Did you want more hot apple cider?
No, I know. Thank you, though.
Is Rosie coming back?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
So what did you think about the length of the event last Sunday?
Not long enough.
I was disappointed. I thought they were going to be an hour and a half or 2 hours long.
They said it before, the first two were going to be 60 minutes and the others are 80 minutes. So now you know.
It should still be longer than that, making me wait this long.
So anyone want to talk about any fandoms before we close up?
I mean, I can talk about Game of Thrones theories till the end of days.
I will tell you something that just touched my heart was when Sam went outside and was so emotional, and you could just tell he did such a great job. He didn't know whether to run or to cry or to die or what he was going to do. And sitting right there was Bran. And he knew he needed to be there, obviously, and it was just perfect. I mean, it was just really, they couldn't have done that any better.
I feel like he also tipped off, like, to the future, because waiting on an old friend, even though they've only spoken twice.
So, right, but he also, I mean, he sees everything and knows everything. And so he knew that this was going to happen and that Sam would need him to direct him in the right area so he didn't spin off in the wrong avenue. And so by putting it on to John that it's the time to tell John and why you should be the one to do it, was perfect to rein him back in and to keep him focused and going forward with what he needed to do. Or he could have spun out of control.
Yeah, that was good. I like the memes about Bran where they were like showing Mariah Carey being wheeled around with her feet in front of her on her way to stare at next people. The next people.
So what do you think's going to happen with Jamie and Bran Sunday? That was a great way to end it.
Well, let that be the next question. What do you think is going to happen?
I mean, obviously we all know that Bran is all-knowing and he's the three-eyed raven, but Jamie doesn't know that. And to Jamie, here's the kid that he pushed off and caused to be crippled.
Yeah.
I feel like Jamie's going to...
That was my favorite part of the entire episode, was watching, like, him saying that and then Jamie's face at the end. Oh, that was fucking awesome. It was so fucking awesome, and I just can't wait to see what they do with it.
I'm waiting.
Well, I guess we'll see next Sunday.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi. How long have you guys been on?
An hour and 12 minutes. Yeah.
Sorry, well, I got to check my condom. So,
let's close this podcast off here today. Let's all look forward to an upcoming episode. Let's see what Bran's going to do with Jamie. How the fight over Winterfell is going to go. How everything's going to develop. And, let's geek about it again next week.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me.
Sounds like
next week I will be having more than a blue dolphin.
All right, then. Rosie, take it away. It's a wrap for today. See you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye. Bye.